You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Daniel Sturridge to score and Liverpool to win is 7-4. Scott Sinclair to score and Aston Villa to win at 16-1. What's going on with this Liverpool side, Lee? Edged past Carlisle on Wednesday night in the Capital One Cup. It is fair to say things aren't progressing as Brendan Rodgers would have envisaged.
He's absolute fodder for the papers, Derek, as well, isn't he? I mean, I was just saying to DK this morning, I've seen more articles on Brendan Rodgers than there has been on, you know, on anything else in the last week. It's such a popular subject matter, Liverpool and Brendan Rodgers, I think because he gives the media so much. One of the better ones was in The Guardian. I was reading, you know, the talk about how he kind of always tells a story around a success that he's had, and, which the press loves, so it's a bit harsh for him to turn around and then have a go at him. But, I mean, some of the stats in that article were really good. 16 points from the past 15 Premier League games, which isn't great, of course. And you look at the goal scoring as well and the creativity up front. Liverpool have won twice after six league games against Stoke, thanks to that Philip Coutinho screamer, which I know you shouldn't say, well, if they hadn't had that, he is part of their team, but they didn't create anything. They needed a worldie to beat them. And Bournemouth, thanks to a goal that really shouldn't have been ruled out as well. They pointed out the tactics. He's played a 4-2-3-1, 4-3-3, 3-4-1-2. Doesn't seem to know what is the best system to play. And I'm not one for, you know, for saying, oh, this system works, that system doesn't work. But when you're playing three different types of system so soon in a season, it does say to you, he doesn't know who his best team is. Now, no Jordan Henderson, no Benteke. I mean,
they do have Aston Villa, though.
They've got Aston Villa, yeah. But, I mean, does this play into... Aston Villa are nothing to write home about, obviously. And Tim Sherwood's probably under more pressure, in a sense, than Brendan Rodgers is. Although that win against Birmingham will have done them no harm at all. I think whoever goes to Anfield at the minute is going there thinking, we can just be belligerent here. We can just be really, really disciplined, set up strong, and frustrate this Anfield crowd. I don't see Liverpool tearing Aston Villa apart here. The question is, can Aston Villa do that? Can they go there and put up a really good, stoic, defensive display? Not sure, but that's what I think they'll try. So I'm going to go. I'm going on another goals play here. Yeah, I just don't see Liverpool managing to score goals. I'm just playing under 2.5, 19-20. Not the biggest price. I can't have Liverpool to win. Can't really back Villa. You know, the draw's a decent price. But, I mean, Liverpool at 8-15, even against this Villa team. So it's a bit of a boring one, but under 2.5. I think they'd love to get back to basics, Liverpool.
19-20, under 2.5 goals in the game. Liverpool, Derek, four-game winless run in the Premier League. They've lost two and drawn two of the last four. The last time they failed to win in five in a row in the Premier League under Rodgers was his first five games in charge. So things are not progressing.
No, he's sent out for more envelopes. That's how bad things are. I mean, they're about as dominant at home as I am these days, Liverpool. I mean, I was at that game in midweek, the Carlisle game, and Carlisle looked more dangerous than them. Seriously, I was at the, Liverpool had all the ball. They're never going to score here. It was pitiful. Rodgers has got a lot of goodwill in the bank from me for that season, the Suarez season. It was a magical season for Liverpool fans until it turned sour near the end. But you wonder now more and more, was that anything to do with him, or was it all Luis Suarez? Because they had Suarez then, they had Sturridge fit, they had Gerrard then as well, they had Sterling firing. They haven't got any of those players now. Sturridge's still injured. People say they've got to give him time. I mean, you know, he's still got to try out his 2-6-2 formation. Yes, when they've got him time for that. But I don't know, when a manager loses his mojo, I think it's time to go, and I think he's lost his. I never wanted to see Rafa Benitez go. But looking back, it probably was the right time for him to do so. And I think maybe increasingly it's looking like, time is running out for Rodgers. 4-9 or whatever it is, 8-15 Liverpool is a criminal bet. Absolute criminal. If you'd have seen Liverpool as closely as I've done recently, you wouldn't touch that with a barge pole. A few seasons ago, Lee, you remember early on in the season, Villa went to Liverpool and they were 8-1. Liverpool were a good side then, a far better side than they are now. And I went for them, and I remember Robbie Savage gulping, thinking what an idiot I was, and he won 3-1. Villa will win again. I am confident Villa will win this game because there's no Liverpool side bereft of confidence. Things will go bad for the first 20 minutes. The crowd will start getting on the back. And remember last season, Villa went there and won 1-0. You know, they weren't playing any better than they are doing now, Villa, but they went there and won easily. I think they'll do it again. They could well be my nap Villa to win this Saturday.
Interesting to see. There's one very good manager, of course, who's out of a job and kind of sat in the sidelines. Yeah, so it's difficult for Rodgers, isn't it? When you know you're kind of you're trying to do a job, and you know the former Borussia Dortmund manager, who everyone seems to love, is there. And Klopp's been clipped in the betting as well, hasn't he?
Yeah. He has indeed.
5-4 now.
5-4. Carlo Ancelotti's 2-1 in that market, 12-1 and bigger the rest. Who would you want to see in, Derek, if Rodgers does go?
Well, that's the thing, you see, there aren't, you know, we don't want any English managers, you know. Look, Sam Allardyce and
Alan Kirby. It's a good job, there's none in the betting, is there?
No, I know. Well, yeah, Klopp, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know too much about him other than what he did at Dortmund, and he did okay then, but then he had a bad season, didn't he?
Yeah.
Ancelotti's been around and done it. Would he come? Would he want a Champions League team? And you could, if Ancelotti come, I don't think there'd be too many people, you know, kicking up a fuss over it.
No, precisely. I think if Ancelotti came in for Rodgers, I think there'd be plenty of people on Merseyside gleeful at his appointment.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.